You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back with you. Buck, how are you doing, my friend?
I am good, DJ. You know what it is. We're getting to it. I mean, we're second podcast in. So I'm kind of excited and looking forward to the weekend. More preseason games, more decisions being made about players. So it should be fun.
Yep. Here we go. I mean, we're off and running, man. If you missed yesterday's pod, I encourage you to go back, check it out. We talked a lot about the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks, the rookie quarterbacks, what we've seen from them. Talked also about the position battle we think might already be decided. So if you missed that one, circle back and check that one out. I think you'll enjoy it. On today's show, we're going to hit on kind of evaluating quarterbacks, what you look for and what you can get out of that. We're going to talk about Justin Fields, what we've seen from him, and if we should be optimistic or pessimistic about the Bears and his future. But before we do that, Buck, you recently wrote about the top five most talented teams in the league. And I thought we could kind of go one by one on these teams. I'm sure the listeners are going to give you some hefty pushback on some of these. But I thought it'd be fun to kind of jump into that. Why don't we start at number five?
Number five, I think I put the Cleveland Browns down there at number five. And the reason why, DJ, I honestly believe with or without Deshaun Watson, this roster is good enough to be a playoff contender. With him, it goes to maybe you can talk about Super Bowl contention because of the quarterback position. But as you're evaluating the roster, the number one thing that I jump into is like, let's look in the trenches. You got to be able to be trench warriors. Their offensive line is one of the best in football, if not the best. And then on the defensive line, you have Jadeveon Clowney going with Myles Garrett. You can get after the pass and you can stop the run off the edges. You can do that. Secondary, Denzel Ward is nice. JOK at linebacker is a defensive playmaker that all elite defenses must have. And then when I look at the backfield on offense, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, being able to kind of cram it down your throat in the run game, they're just a very talented team. They put it together. And if the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, is able to play, Well, then he's the cherry on top of the sundae because it gives them an elite quarterback to kind of lead this team. And so they could go.
All right, here's my job here. I'm going to represent all the haters, all of the people that you're going to get grief from on social media. I'm going to represent them. Nobody gives me
grief. No, really? Grief. No grief. No grief yet. Everyone is like, okay. Yeah, they see it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to represent. I'll just represent myself here. Let me give you the devil's advocate here on the other side of the thing. All right. So the Browns are already out at their center, right? Center Nick Harris done. So
yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
That's a big one. We talk about the trenches and where they are there. So that one's a tough one. You look at the quarterback who is a wild card. I mean, he might not play a game this year. We don't know. You know, who knows? Yeah. By the time we're recording this, then maybe that's been decided. But we don't know how long Deshaun Watson's going to play. Deshaun Watson is going to miss games. Plain simple. Sure. He's going to miss games. So there's that side of it. We go over to the man you talked about, Jadeveon Clowney. You going to count on him for 17? You think you're going to see him 17 weeks? No chance.
I may not see him for 17, but the games that he's available, he's certainly dynamic. We saw last year. He had a pretty good year for him, and he's playing opposite Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's going to make the game easy for him because Myles Garrett is the number one. Jadeveon Clowney can clean it up on the backside.
All right. Well, that's kind of my pushback there. And then outside of, you know, Amari Cooper kind of comes over, he's been known to miss some time as well. So you've got to worry about that.
They have question marks at wide receiver without a doubt. But they're so good at the other areas. When you look at the team, what would be the big hole on the team? Minus the quarterback situation, the big hole is just wide receiver. Everything else. Yeah. Everything else is rock solid. So that's why they deserve to be on the list.
Okay. All right. That's as much as I'm going to push back there. Let's get to number four on the list. You've got the Green Bay Packers. Why?
Look, man, the Green Bay Packers got in there because Nabil is always texting. He's in your.
Did Nabil make this list?
Yeah. So I put them up there four. But everyone thinks that just because this team loses Devontae Adams, they're going to fall apart. And I would tell you, when you look at this team, the strength of the team is actually the defense. When you look at the number of former first rounders that they have on the defense, it is a problem. They're talented. They can play a bunch of different ways. Joe Barry's done a really good job of cleaning up and streamlining how they play in the back end. And so their best players just can hunt and get it done. On offense, you have a four-time MVP and quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. You have talented players at the front line. So the offensive line, the quarterback is good. The running backs are solid. But it's the defense that really puts them on this list because this defense, I would expect they played to the percentage, it should be a top five defense.
Yeah, I love this front seven. You know, the mix of players they have, the athleticism and the explosiveness they have collected there. They've got depth. So I think that's a big part of it. When we're talking talented teams, we're not just talking frontline guys. We're saying, you know, what type of depth do they have.
They've done a really good job. And we talked about being able to pick their players for them. When you go pick a Packer, they're going to be long, athletic. They're going to look the part. And that's why it wasn't a surprise that Quay Walker came off the board because you knew he was going to be in the mix. He fits. And so, they're very talented. Now it's up on the quarterback to get the offense right because he's going to have to elevate the play of the guys around him. They're still good enough to be a team that we talk about in the NFC title game.
Yeah, health, injuries up front, offensive line, I think, you know, we'll decide, you know, how far did they go. But that's the thing. If they can get those guys in there and keep them in there, it's a roster that doesn't have many holes. So, and we've seen the emergence of some of these young wideouts is going to help offset what you lost there with Devontae Adams. So, not much pushback for me on number four. Let's get to number three, the star-studded Rams here.
Star-studded Rams. Now, they're trying to do it differently, DJ. Like we've talked about in the scouting business, there are a couple of different ways that you can build your team. You can build your team where you have a bunch of good players, or you can go with, hey, we can go with a few great players, and then we're going to fill in with some nice role players. That's what the Rams have done, and they just hoisted a Lombardi trophy doing that. So now they're all the way in on this. When you look at their frontline guys, their nucleus, you can make the conversation that – you can make the case that those guys are going to be gold jacket guys. Bobby Wagner, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper – I mean, those guys are that good. And then you surrounded them with really good role players that they've developed, guys that understand exactly where they fit. A very talented team. Some would say it's a little top heavy, but if your top is what their top is, it doesn't matter what those other guys are that's around it.
Yeah, I would just say they're more in danger of one injury derailing the whole
crushing
thing. Yes. Yeah. So yeah. they have that nucleus of superstars. They've got to keep those dudes healthy and on the field. So if they can do that, keep those five, six guys healthy, the rest of their team, and it's not like they have five stars and then a bunch of F players. They've got a good mix of B's and C's like to go around those five stars. So I mean, that's not so much a big deal about the level of drop off with those other guys, but they just got to keep those core five, six guys healthy. You don't want to lose one of them.
No, you don't want to lose one of them. But this is a team that as their stars go, so does the team. Some of the other teams can get contributions from other guys and kind of overcome a star not playing well. The Rams have to have their stars play well in big games for them to win because they don't have enough depth to overcome a loss.
Yeah, and Stafford, with the arm thing, people can read into that whatever they want. I just know anytime a pitcher or a quarterback has any type of an arm issue, elbow issue, that worries me. So that's one thing to keep an eye on there with them. I think number two on the list might surprise most people, Buck, here with the Saints.
Yeah, Who Dat Nation should be excited to stand up because this team might go marching in when you look at it. Defensively, they are loaded. Cam Jordan at the front line, Marshawn Lattimore, DeMario Davis, then you bring Honey Badger in to kind of top it off. Defensively, they have it, and they don't play with any fear, particularly when it comes to their rival, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a team that knows that they can win it and expects to win at a high level. They're good, but offensively is where I think the upgrade comes. The upgrade comes in the return of Michael Thomas, the addition of Jarvis Landry and Chris Olave. Offensively, now this wide receiver core that they have has the firepower to light it up. And if Jameis Winston avoids the turnovers and just makes sure that the ball goes to someone who's wearing black, a black jersey, they'll be good because this team has a lot of firepower. They're a very, very dangerous and explosive team.
All right, here's my pushback here, and I think that it's a talented group. It definitely belongs in this conversation. My pushback would be, if you went player for player, position by position, I know that they've beaten Tampa a bunch in the regular season. Tampa's beat them in the postseason, but they have had Tampa's number. But if you just went player for player, I know Tampa had an injury at center, but if you went player for player all the way down the list, has Tampa not come out ahead there over them?
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe.
I mean, that's maybe. That's my pushback. I'm saying if I'm a Bucs fan and I'm sitting here going, hold up, I've got Vita Vea. I've got Devin White, Levante David, Shaq Barrett. I've got Antoine Winfield. I mean, I've got some dudes now, and we have won a Super Bowl recently, and I've got Tom Brady versus Jameis Winston. And if you want to know what the difference between those two guys is, we used to have the other guy, and now we have this guy, and you can see how much of a gap there is between those two.
Yeah. I mean, there's a gap, and I think it is like debatable. The thing about the Saints that I think maybe intrigues me is not just the individual collection of talent, is just how well the pieces of the puzzle fit together. And I think when you just look at the way the pieces of the puzzle fit, particularly when we talk about that wide receiver core, man, I just think they're going to be a handful. They're going to be problematic for a lot of teams.
Yeah, and I think, and I'm sure you factored in, you've got the Chris Godwin coming off of injury. But, I mean, I think when you get Mike Evans, he's full go. Chris Godwin comes back healthy, and he's full go. And wherever you're going to get out of Julio, you're going to get out of him. But, you still got some tight ends that they like there. And a trigger man and Tom Brady, who's taking a little bit of a break right now. But I think that's a good discussion. And you said you've got no negative feedback. My job right now is to get Tampa Bay Buck fans to flood your mentions so that you can get some.
They're not riled up. They're not even thinking about it. They don't worry about that. Because I think the thing is, Tom Brady comes back. I don't know if they're as talented as the team that was the Super Bowl team. I don't know if they're as talented as the team they had last year. So we'll see. They're a good team. I don't know if they deserve to be in the top five, though. I think the fear factor of TB12 has us all talking about them like that.
All right. I'm just pushing back. Right, let's get to number one on the list. If you sucked up to Nabil putting the Packers in at four, maybe you're doing the same with me here because you got the Bolts, the Chargers, number one on the list.
This is all you. This is all you and money. Like all in my mentions, like just in my ear the whole time when we go down to training camp. But no, DJ, when I saw him up close and personal, this is a very talented team. And then when you talk to Tom Telesco and he talked about the way that you build the team, got to have multiple pass rushes. He talked about even having three pass rushes, being able to have enough weapons around the quarterback so the quarterback can do what he wants to do from the pocket. And I think about Mike Williams being your number two, which is crazy to think when he averages like over almost 16 yards per catch for his career, and Keenan Allen being a get open specialist. This team has it all. Rashawn Slater being able to come over is immediately already been an all-star caliber player on the edge. I mean, it's everything. It's everything that you want. Every level. We talk about being able to have a blue chip player, at least one at every level. The Chargers have one at every level on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. It's uncommon to find a team that has that kind of high-end depth and talent. The Chargers have it, which is why they sit at the top of the list.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're looking at most talented teams, and we talked about maybe the difference with them and the Rams, and keep in mind, Rams just won the Super Bowl. We just, you know, just did that preseason game. Neither one of them played their starters. But if you look at it and those two teams, you can say, okay, the Rams, we talk about their stars, the leading actors. I think the Chargers supporting actors, I would give them the nod. So when I'm looking at guys like who, what's an example of a supporting actor, I would say, you know, Josh Palmer, somebody like that, who I think is a really good player, is going to take a next step. Matt Filer, I think, is one of the most underrated players in the league. He is a behemoth at guard. He's a really, really good football player. Now you're going to add Isaiah Spiller, I think, is going to emerge as that second running back. You add in guys like Morgan Fox, Sebastian Joseph Day, both former Rams that Staley's coached, who are good, just good fill players, good supporting actors. Asante Samuel Jr. is going to be one of those. Like, they've got the stars, and they got to get Derwin James out there. But when you talk about Bosa and Mack and Derwin James, and you mentioned those wideouts, obviously the superstar quarterback, got a big-time left tackle. Those are the leading actors. I just think their supporting role guys, I think, are some of the – got a chance to be some of the best in the league.
Yeah, they do have the potential to grow. And I like the age factor, because I think the difference between the Chargers and the Rams A-level players are older, whereas the Chargers guys, I would say, are entering their prime primarily, entering or right in the middle. I think the Rams guys are kind of at the end of their prime when we're projecting out. And so that gives the Chargers an opportunity to be one of the more talented teams for a long time. And so as we're looking at this team, and we're looking at teams around the league, I just suspect they're going to be a viable contender for the foreseeable future.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about how in the world do you evaluate quarterbacks in a watered-down preseason. We'll do that next. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
All right, Buck. You know, this is something we talk a lot about. We spent a whole podcast yesterday talking about the quarterback position, how these young guys are playing, and, you know, how we evaluate that. I think it's tricky in the preseason. And I want to use as an example here, Justin Fields. You know, what we've seen from him thus far, just one preseason game, but the early returns on what we've seen from him, and what can you learn when you're watching a quarterback in the preseason?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I treat the preseason much like I would treat going on the road looking at a quarterback live. What I want to see from the quarterback in the preseason, number one thing I want to do is, does he look comfortable in his environment? Meaning, does the game look too big for him at the pro level? It's one thing to look at a college player. The college player is normally 3-4 years in. The game should be slow motion for him. But now that he takes a big step up to the preseason, different environment, different players. Sometimes you're not given the best lineup to play with. How do you handle that? So one, does he look frazzled? Does he look out of sorts? Two, does the talent show up? Does he look like a pro? Meaning when you see him throw the ball, when you see him move around, does he look like the pros that start? Does he look out of place? We talked about on the previous podcast, size. When we saw Johnny Manziel the first time in an NFL uniform, you're like, ooh, whoa, he's a lot smaller than I thought. And the difference is, it's one thing to look at college guys and project. It's another thing to look at pro guys and predict how they're going to play. And so it's a different deal. And then it's the normal stuff. Hey, let's see how the ball comes out of the hand. Let's see if it whizzes. Can they do those things just from a tool standpoint? And then how do they play? Does the team respond to this player in the game? Can he move it with lesser parts in the preseason? Because if he can move it with lesser players, I know he's going to be great with better players. And so how do they compete is the final part of it. Man, preseason games get ugly. You don't have everybody. Your third team offensive tackle is getting whooped. You're getting ear holed play after play. Does he stay in there and compete? And does he find a way to just move the chains? I'm looking at all those things because I think they all play a part in the evaluation when you're thinking about whether someone can play in the league and eventually compete at a high level in the league.
Yeah, I think there's two things. Number one, does this player have the skill set to succeed, to be successful? And we can see that. We can see, you know, some of the poise. We can see the arm strength. We can see the ability to move around, extend, create, all those things. Like, is the skill set an NFL skill set? And a guy like Justin Fields, 100%. You could see that the other day. He's got that. He gives you all those things. So then we have to look at it and say, does he have a chance with what's around him to be successful? So he's got the skill set that'll play. He's got NFL starting quarterback tools. I don't think he has a shot, Buck. I don't. I not with this group. Not with this group around him. When I look at some of the dudes they're playing with up front, and I mean, you say like playing with back, he was playing with starters, and these starters were getting whooped up front. He got sacked. He got hit a bunch. I mean, two things. They better be able to run the heck out of the ball, and he's going to have to contribute to that. He's going to have to be a big part of the run game with his legs. And it's not because he can't throw. It's because I don't think they can protect him. So he's going to have to run. And then number two, they better not get behind in games, because if they get behind in games, you're going to see these 7, 8, 9 sack type games. They are not good up front. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. They're not good. Like, they don't have enough dudes up there to protect him. If they get behind and you're playing in a division where the Packers are going to score points, the Minnesota Vikings with their weapons, they're going to score points. How does this team come from behind? How are they going to do? They can't block anybody.
No, they can't block anybody. So it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all deception. It's all hocus pocus trickery. And what you're leaning on is his natural talent to be able to mask a lot of that. And I mean, we've talked about it. We've talked about one of the reasons why we're proponents of the system that they're playing is because it is so quarterback friendly, but it's also offensive line friendly. It's also running back friendly and those things. But at the end of the day, you still have to have dudes. And if you don't have dudes, man, it just makes for a very, very long day and a very long season.
Yeah. I mean, and it's one thing, you know, hey, early in the season, maybe you can run the ball and then he can escape and create. It's just, to me, that is on a quarterback. When you get to week 8, 10, you know, 12, like, that is a grind, man. Your body starts to wear down and you're having to do this Houdini act each and every Sunday. That's going to be tough to maintain. So I wouldn't be surprised. He's so athletic and he's gifted. I could see him kind of willing his way through the first half of the season for them being a competitive football team. I don't think they can keep that up for 17 weeks. I just don't see it.
Yeah, no, it'd be very, very difficult and challenging. The division is tough just because of the pass rush that ended the division. And, you know, it's a rebuilding project from the ground up. And so how does he handle it? But we will see a lot. We will find out a lot about his football character and his mental makeup this year. Because if he can handle this part of it, when they do finally surround him with talent, he could blossom. You know, so a lot of it will be we'll see how gritty and resilient he is now. And that may serve him well later.
Yeah, it's going to be on Ryan Poles and company to really upgrade this group around him going into the future. But I do think I believe in his competitiveness, his toughness, the skill set, all that stuff's there. You can work with Justin Fields. I just hope he doesn't get scarred in the process because, man, I don't want to air anybody out, but golly, up front, there's some dudes that just should not be starting in the National Football League right now. So it is what it is. I wish them all the best. Hopefully they play way out of their minds, and we're talking about how the Chicago Bears offensive line was the biggest shocker in the entire league. I don't see it, man.
Yeah, the system is going to have to do everything for them. That's one of the reasons why they wanted the Shanahan system, because it does mask a lot of your flaws, but your execution has to be flawless for it to mask some of the talent deficiencies that they have up front. The show flashes.
Yeah.
Over a season. Could be tough.
Yep. So that's how you do it, though. Evaluate young quarterbacks. You want to evaluate their skills. How do their skills translate? But then you got to evaluate the environment and account for that. Some guys find themselves in better situations than others. It is what it is. All right. We had a kind of a quick pod today, Buck, but it was fun to get back together. We've got another one coming up later in the week. Again, it's fun to actually have games and plays to talk about. Now, we'll get out of the projection business. We can get back to the evaluation business of what we've seen. Anything you want to throw in here before we run out of here?
When we get together on Thursday, we can talk about what is coming up on the weekend. And we're a couple of days closer to App State, North Carolina.
Yes.
App State, North Carolina. I know you have to turn your attention to college football because baseball is all over.
I can't believe two episodes you almost got through without saying, you know what? Let me ask you this question. Baseball take before we leave. How many games did Ronald Cunha play in the playoffs last year for the world champion Atlanta Braves? I don't think he played any.
He didn't, but I just worry about the mentality. Your team is already kind of fragile. So now
it took all the pressure off. No more bullseye. You know,
did it? I didn't even know they had a bullseye. How did they have a bullseye on?
Oh, look, the Padres made all these moves and they've created a super team and they need to win it all right now. And now it's like, you know what? Hey, we're just a little engine that could with, you know, a couple Hall of Famers in the middle of the order. Blake Snell, by the way. Don't look at what Blake Snell's done the last 8 starts. You don't want to see that, Buck. That's game one.
Do you know why I couldn't do it? Because there were so many little blue W's on my calendar that I couldn't see what everybody else was doing. But I'll try and focus on that. The Dodgers lost just for the first time in 13 games. So I'll see now what the rest of the league is doing.
Hey, peaking at the wrong time, bud. I don't know how to tell you.
Is it peaking or just playing?
Peaking at the wrong time. You got a regular season team. You guys are built for the regular season. I don't care who your fifth starter is when we get to the postseason. I love it. I knew the baseball hate was coming.
I was just sitting there. I was like, man, my guy cannot have 2 weeks of a celebratory.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I had people sending me so many memes. I had one that said Padres, zero rings, one ringworm. I had people sending me a thing of Tatis, instead of holding a bat, he's holding a syringe. I was like, what have I done to this, man?
You wear it on your sleeve. You wear the Padres love on your sleeve.
All right. We'll be all right. All right. That's going to do it for, by the way, I still think we need to do the baseball alternate podcast. We'll start it. It's a separate stream, separate feed. Because we can just go, it's easy, swing the sticks. It's just it. That's done. That's it. We got it. We're ready to go. And then all the Move the Sticks listeners would be like, thank goodness. I don't have to listen to these talking about baseball anymore. Yeah. Yeah. I love it. All right. That's going to do it for us. We'll mercifully let this one end. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.